AM 910 WJCW with Carl and Eric. It's Wednesday morning, and let's check in with Bill Hall, the real estate guy who joins us each week at this time, sponsored by Premier Homes and Properties. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, officially, Alec.
Good morning, morning.
Do you guys ever go to those baseball games like the Fly Boys or the Doughboys?
Savannah Bananas or something?
Yeah. Axemen. Do you ever go to those? Because a lot of people go.
Yeah, it used to be the Appalachian League, of course.
It was.
And
then
Major League Baseball got rid of the Appalachian League. So.
Right.
This is a different named league, yeah. I haven't been since they've done it. They did the conversion, two or three years ago?
They did.
It's wonderful. It's great fun. I used to attend the Kingsport Mets quite often.
We took our office to one of the games last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was last year. And it was just amazing. And they're going on again. And the reason why I said that is I saw an interview. They were interviewing the Flyboys managers, the two managers that manage that group, on the television the other day. And it was sounded interesting. And that's a beautiful stadium they have over
mm-hmm.
there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's something that's worthy of checking into. But let's talk about real estate for a minute.
Let's do that, since that's what we're here for, from Premier Homes and Properties. And I think Alec had a question.
Yeah. Sure. So, you know, I've been looking to bust into the big real estate forum because my son lives in Raleigh.
Alec Trump, is that your name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alec Trump Thomas. I'm the best ever. No, that was my attempt. But so my son lives in Raleigh.
Right.
He's renting a room for $400 to $500 a month, and it's probably 10 by 8, something not very impressive.
Right.
But he can use the whole house. But when Dad comes to see,
like, he can go stay in the master if he wants to.
No, he can just use.
So he can only use his room.
He can use certain portions of the area.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we've been trying to figure out how we could buy a house and rent it to him. So that way, we all succeed.
Sure. And a lot of people have done that. It's a great strategy. It's a great strategy for a couple different things. It's a great strategy for young people, especially young people who have – they're still so early in their financial growth. They still have a lot of financial growth ahead of them. I love that for young people, the most important. But, I mean, for anybody who wants to get in the rental business, it's not a bad idea. And renting to a family member is even more rewarding in itself. But how you get into that and get the money for that, and if you don't have the actual cash available, you can go get a loan on a rental property.
Right.
Okay. And you're gonna have to put about 20 to 25% down.
Okay. That's the thing, is I can do that now.
But there's different ways to get to that point too. First off, you have to say to yourself, where is this money going to come from, and how long am I going to tie it up? Because if you just put 20% or 25% down, and you want to reinvest that money into, say, another rent, mm-hmm. you can just keep rotating it in and out, till the rental starts paying for itself, you know, and then you can recoup money from it. But so, in answer to your question, the normal loan procedure is to get another loan,
right,
and pay the 20 to 25% down. But there's also some of the other ways you can do it. You can leverage retirement accounts if you want to. I mean, and I'm not a financial advisor, so I'm not going to dare give you advice on that one. So, but what you can call Carla, she's really good at it. She does all mine.
Right.
Besides that, you can also get a HELOC on your house. So if you have property, or you have a personal home, or you have some other property someplace, you can get an equity loan on the equity that you already have, that you're without pulling the equity out.
Now, the question I was asking is, I've heard, because I, you know, go to TikTok a lot and get all my advice from there.
Really? The Chinese are talking to you.
Yeah, right. So but they basically said, if you go find a place and know that it will rent for X amount of dollars.
Say $1,000 a month.
Yeah, say $1,000 a month.
Uh-huh.
And that's about the average of what is around there.
Sure.
You can get a loan that way.
Basically, right. So in other words, you don't have to support the repayment process by your salary, because
right.
we're going to let the rental support itself, so that way it doesn't tie up your leverage of your income.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but what is that? Do you know the name of that loan or not? Off the top of your head, what would that? If I went to the bank today and goes, I want to do this, what loan am I looking
at? It's just a regular loan.
Really?
Yeah, that's just a plain darn regular conventional loan,
but with a larger down payment.
With a larger down payment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And now would I get the mortgage rate that's current right now for the actual?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It'll be a live new loan, and you'll be paying about 7.5%, you know, and that's what makes affordability really hard.
You know what really sucks, Bill?
Yes. The answer to that is yes.
Let me limit it to certain things. But I was looking at something, and I think it was like maybe $175,000. Mm-hmm. Let's just say, and I did the numbers, and I said, well, if I put down 20%, it's going to be this much a month. If I put down 25%, it's going to be this much a month. The more you put down, you would expect like a major, major dropping in the monthly.
It's not.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
I put in there, okay, I'm putting $100,000 into a $175,000 house, and it still only went down like $12.
Right.
What is my incentive for something like that?
You don't have an incentive. You just have to follow the rules. I mean, that's part of it. The banks want security. The banks want you to have skin in the game. The banks say that if you're not going to live in that house, what happens if something in your situation changes? The first thing that's going to go by the wayside is that other house that you're not going to be paying for. You know what I'm saying? So they want skin in the game. They want people to be invested in the house and stay there. The banks don't want to own real estate.
Right.
They really hate owning real estate, but they want you to keep paying them, and you stay in the house or you keep your rental property up and keep paying those payments. That's very important to the bank because they're not in the real estate business. They're in the banking business. Now, they are a big real estate holding companies because each one of them have banks on every corner. I don't know.
Right.
You see how many banks we have? Between banks and drugstores, we've got it covered.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and Wells Fargo is nowhere to be found in Johnson City. I have to go all the way to Bristol,
right on the Virginia side.
Yeah,
right? Yeah. Wells Fargo pulled out some time ago, but they never had a big presence here. But they have had a big presence in the mortgage industry. Mm. They hold my mortgage actually.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've had a big presence there. But the way to do that is leverage. You have to look at your total financial picture and really talk to somebody who knows more about finances and taxes and things than I do. A good accountant can definitely guide you in every direction of this. But in answer to your question, buying rental property and using your credit to leverage the ability to be able to do that is an excellent idea.
Okay.
And then people can do if the way the market's going, I wouldn't be surprised in the future if you don't see more people doing owner financing.
Right.
Because already we're seeing weaknesses in every denomination, every crack of the real estate business right now. We're seeing weaknesses. So
change.
Yeah. So it's not positive. I mean, more houses are coming on the market every single day than we've had.
How's our inventory locally?
It's locally, it's coming up. I mean, we're coming up because, well, a couple things are happening. We're getting a lot more houses on the market, but on top of that, we're just not selling a lot of houses.
Because of the interest rate?
Because of the interest rate.
Wow.
I mean, it's just cost too much money for people.
Yeah.
And who's going to sell your house and to get it to jump into another double-digit interest rate?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? I mean, who wants to take that chance?
There's no incentive to do that.
There's no incentive. So basically, they do nothing. And that's kind of how, you know, that's kind of how the market is right now. It's doing a lot of nothing.
Yeah.
And nothing is, nothing is good. Sometimes it gives people a breather. But I think what's going to happen is a lot of realtors are going to have to go out and find jobs because a regular job, because we're not selling enough to support, you know, a million and a half realtors.
In our business report this morning, Bill, from Westwood One, we heard that the rentals are beginning now to come back down again, prices for rentals and so forth. They skyrocketed naturally during the pandemic and thereafter with low interest rates, too, as people wanted to do, you know, things with their homes. But now here we are again. More people thinking rentals. At the same time, the cost of renting is going down.
The cost of renting is going down because there's less demand for it. So remember, everything is geared upon supply and demand. That governs the price of potato chips and rental properties, every single thing. And so when rentals go down, that means their occupancy rates, you know, are getting weaker.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's happening. And we've been running about in this area about a 4-6%
uptick pre-pandemic.
Yeah. And now it's leveled off and it's actually going in the other direction. And that's good. And house prices are going in the other direction too. They have to because interest rates are going in the other direction. In fact, the Fed's going to announce today what the new deal is. I can't wait to hear that speech this afternoon.
Yeah, that'll be interesting too.
So there's a lot that's going on and I think that this is a good time to get your house on the market. If I was a seller, I would not wait one more minute because it's changing and it's changing not in a positive way if we don't react immediately. So that's exactly what I do. Put my house on the market. Give me a call. My office number is 530-7077. My cell number is 423-946-7575. You can Google Bill Hall Realtor and find me. You could email me. You could do anything you want, except for just be nice to me. Anyway, so Alec, did I answer that question?
You did. You did. I was going to hit you up for a loan off the air. So,
but oh yeah, okay. You should, because I'm not supposed to talk like that on the
air.
That's
right. Gotcha. Talking the way he should. Bill Hall, the real estate guy, Premier Homes and Properties. Always a lot of fun. Very informative. Talk to you next week.
I can't hardly wait.